Com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and we're going to be talking with Governor Jack Dalrymple on his tax task force coming up in just a few minutes. Let's get back to phones. Quick phone call from Andy in Dickinson. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, just let the callers or the listeners know that I got a text message from Wells Fargo, but called the number back. They said my debit card was overdrafted, and then they asked for my account number, which I haven't had an account for 10 years at Wells Fargo. And then after a couple seconds of that, it jumped asking for my Social Security number.
'Tis the season of fraud, my friend.
Yes, yeah. In fact, that was a scam that was some folks reported about yesterday. So, Andy, good reminder for us to remind folks, if you haven't heard on the news, that is a scam, and don't play along. So you quickly figured that out, it sounds like, huh? All right, Andy's gone. But anyway, he's right. If you get a text asking for those kind of questions from your bank, don't trust it. Good advice. We're waiting for the governor to join us here in a moment and talk about the property tax reform. By the way, on the Common Core debate from last hour, I think we need probably like a Common Core summit one of these times, Steve, where we can spend a little more time on that. I don't know about you, but it's the times we've debated that, I find myself very frustrated because it becomes a he said, she said, a back and forth where you really just can't get to the bottom of it. And, you know, it felt like we didn't have enough time today to even get to all the calls and the comments on it. Appreciate the perspective of the superintendent, where it's actually being implemented. Appreciate the concerns of Brenda Heller as a legislator and an educator herself that's dug into this. And as a parent of the kids in school, it concerns me. You know, it really does. So I think it's something that I'm not satisfied that we have all the answers we need yet. Are you?
No, absolutely not. And it's a topic that's not going to go away. Brenda said she'd love to come back in any time. Actually, she said she'd like to come in because she has questions for Kirsten Baszler as well. So, you know, open invitation anytime. But this time we'll definitely give that a full hour to give it its due diligence because there are a lot of questions when it comes to Common Core.
We actually did invite Kirsten Baszler, the Superintendent of Public Instruction, on. Her advice to us, because she's been on previously, was to talk to superintendents that actually were implementing it, which I think was a good idea, and that's why we decided to invite the Bismarck superintendent on to join us to get some perspective.
At some point, also, I'd like to talk to some folks in higher education and get their take on Common Core and what they're seeing coming in, because it was in my my past history that I could see freshmen coming in, and they were not on the same page. They were not able to step right into that freshman year and make the best use of that time. And that was one of the big things that I saw the benefit to Common Core for.
Governor Jack Dalrymple joins us now on our newsmaker line. Governor, thanks for joining us today on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Steve and I just wanted to visit a little bit about your announcement this week on a property tax task force. What's your top goal here? What do you want to accomplish?
Well, I think we need to put together a group of people that are really experts on property taxes, and we have found the group of people that we think are the top people in the state on this subject, and we have said that even though we provided a lot of tax relief to our taxpayers over the last few years, we still have more work to do, I think, on really tackling the structure of our property tax system as a whole and finding ways to simplify it, consolidate levy authorities as much as possible, and eventually you know, look at whether everything that we are doing out there needs to be funded with property taxes, and you know, answer the question of whether there may be other ways to take care of certain needs.
Al Carlson's very outspoken on this, saying that there's redundancy in government because of this. Is the purpose of the task force because the legislature wasn't able to get enough done, in your view? Or is it just that big of a problem that there needs to be more approaches from different directions to tackle this issue in North Dakota?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. You need a different a kind of work effort here than you're going to get from a pure legislative setting. And I've talked to, you know, Al about it. And, you know, I think he knows that when you really get down into the mechanics of property taxes, that really get down deep in the weeds on it, you need people that work with this year in and year out and really know it. And you have to broaden the group that's having the discussion out to, you know, more than just legislators. You have to find consensus among all the people who are impacted by these things. And this kind of a task force gives us that opportunity to actually find ways to improve the system, make recommendations, and then bring it, you know, forward to the legislature and show it to them and see if it can be enacted.
Is the bottom line here, though, that property taxpayers are not seeing enough of the relief that you wanted them to see and other legislators wanted them to see by passing the billions in tax relief? Is that the bottom line, that not enough is making it to the taxpayer in the way of relief?
Well, there's two things, Scott. I mean, we would hope that by analyzing the system from top to bottom that we can find opportunities for savings. But it is, you know, too early for me to predict, you know, how much we can accomplish there. That's going to involve a lot more people than just me. But the other thing that we bring to it is showing the public that we have gone deep into the system and taken it apart and really analyzed it. And we can go back to them and say, you know, we have really streamlined this system. We've simplified it. And every authority that we're recommending out there are nothing but authorities that are truly needed by the political subdivisions to run their jurisdictions. And that there's nothing superfluous. There's no extra taxing authority out there beyond what's needed.
We had a caller in when we first broached this discussing your panel. One of the Empower the Taxpayer people called in was a little indignant that there wasn't an Empower the Taxpayer individual on the panel. Is this to avoid a Measure 2 for property taxes coming back, or what's the specific focus? Is it relief, reform? That was seemed to be the question last time around when Measure 2 did not pass.
Well, no, there's, you know, we're not trying to compete with anybody else or any group or certainly not compete with the legislative committees. We think we have the experts on this together and some good taxpayer perspective in the group, and that allows us the opportunity, you know, to have this discussion and find a consensus. We have a taxpayer from each of the major taxpayer categories. We have someone from Minot who is representing all homeowners. I've got a guy, well, you probably know him, Lauren DeWitz is a farmer and, you know, former state legislator, very conservative guy. This is a guy that is representing the agricultural property perspective. Believe me, he's a guy that, you know, doesn't believe in having any more tax authority out there than is absolutely necessary. So we have that perspective represented. We have a commercial property owner also on the task force. And I think that this is not a partisan thing. It is truly a working group.
Do you anticipate there will be a ballot question again on property taxes?
I don't know, Scott. I certainly could not predict that, but as far as our working group is concerned, it won't matter to them one way or the other.
But would you hope that this effort would be seen as hey, we understand there's a problem, we want to get to the bottom of it and avoid a ballot question, or do you think that's an appropriate question to put back in front of voters?
You know, I would never say that people should or shouldn't, put out a petition effort. That's up to them to decide that, not me. But I do know that we would not be undertaking this if we did not feel that there is plenty of room for improvement.
Got it. Thanks, Governor. Appreciate the time. Governor Jack Dalrymple on the new task force that will continue to funnel their work and get your commentary on. Your chance to weigh in on this when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Apache Sprayers. I want to talk a little bit about Apache Sprayers. So here's what one owner said about them. We didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache for 9 seasons, had so few breakdowns. It was just very impressive, and I was surprised with the resale value on it. It was almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win for me. It's going to cost me less to buy, and it's going to cost me less to own. What more can you ask for? It doesn't matter what piece of equipment you are buying. Those are the two things you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment. I know it's giving me both. Apache sprayers offer power-to-ground technology, maximum efficiency, power with fuel savings, and simplicity. The Apache sprayer is the only sprayer with a 5-year standard warranty. You can check them out at High Plains Apache in Frontier and Mandan, North Dakota, sponsor of this portion of What's on Your Mind.
All right, we have some time to chat about whatever is on your mind today for the remainder of the hour. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We might first start with the reaction to Governor Dalrymple's property tax task force. Does this give you some comfort that this being addressed and the amount of players that are being involved in it? Property tax the one that you think needs to be fixed most? I see that Dwight Cook, who happens to be, by the way, a member of the task force that the governor has announced, the chairman of the Senate Finance and Taxation Committee in North Dakota, has come out and said he expects an attempt to abolish the state's income tax when the legislature reconvenes in 2015. I mean, which would you rather go, the property tax or the income tax? You know what's mildly frustrating to me is that we have these debates. I mean, Mark Owens, who was a guest of ours a number of times on this program, representative from Grand Forks, Jim Casper, Fargo legislator, both proposed real common sense property tax reforms that would have said, hey, let's make sure that these dollars actually get to the property tax payers, right? And they went down in flames, passed in the House, and went down over in the Senate. And Scott Lauser, Republican from Minot, had a 2-year moratorium on the state income tax with, the idea of, okay, let's just do it for 2 years, see what the impact is, and ultimately get rid of it. That went down in the Senate, in the House, rather. Didn't even make it over to the Senate. So, task force are great, but, what actually gets accomplished? I mean, I just think we have to stop talking about this and actually do something about it, in my view. But I'm curious what the listeners think about the task force, the right approach. You're glad it's happening, and do you have promise that it'll actually accomplish the job of making sure the dollars that are allocated for property tax relief actually reach you?
Lance, and what's more important to you? Would you like to see property? I don't think we can get rid of both. Would you like to see property taxes go away or be greatly reduced, or would you like to see income tax go away or be greatly reduced?
The story we often hear is that property tax is the one that obviously is the pain point for most folks that you hear about, where people do not complain necessarily about the North Dakota income tax, given the fact that it's a smaller percentage. But, yeah, good question. Which one would you rather see go? Lance in Williston wants to weigh in here at 800-228.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I think we're maybe missing the point here on this property tax issue. And I guess as far as I'm concerned, as long as the state can foreclose on your property and take your home from you, they haven't solved the problem. We don't own our homes. We don't own our property. As long as we have to pay the government to keep it, it's not ours. And until that issue has been resolved, I don't believe that the problem is solved. I don't care how much property tax reform they put through. I think that's the underlying issue here. And unfortunately, I'm a little bit surprised that more people aren't saying anything about it. Cause that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest point to me. I'd rather pay 10% sales tax than to pay a dollar in property tax, because I can regulate how much I spend, cut spending if I need to. But when it comes to property taxes, I have no way to control how much my property tax bill is, with the exception of selling my property.
How did you vote on Measure 2 last go-around, Lance?
I supported Measure 2, and I'll support it again if it comes up again.
And by the way, there's a number of, Measure 2, those folks are obviously gathering input. The North Dakota Farm Bureau is working on a property tax measure. And you have the governor's task force. There's a lot of different efforts out there addressing this property tax issue. And if you had to pick between property taxes or income taxes, it sounds like your vote is on the property tax side.
Yeah, I'd rather pay the income tax. Again, I can regulate. If I don't want to pay income tax, I just don't work as much. You know, it sounds ridiculous, but in reality, that's still, we do have a possibility of controlling how much income tax we pay, but property tax is something we have absolutely no control over unless we sell our property.
Well spoken, Lance. Thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Bob in Grafton, what's on your mind today?
Hi, guys. Yeah, you know, I don't own a home. I rent. But, you know, I try to like to think of other people before myself. And, the elderly people and the people that are older, I'm 50 years old, so I don't mind the income tax issue. But, you know, paying that. But, you know, the property tax, what's these elderly folks supposed to do? And, you know, their home's supposed to be paid off. And, you know, and then they got some property tax problems to deal with. I mean, a lot of them, sometimes they can't afford it, especially if the property taxes go up. So my vote would be I would rather see the property tax go away. Because maybe, too, that might trickle down to the renters. If the homeowner doesn't have to pay the property tax, maybe it might go a little easier on the rent. You never know. So I think we might get two good birds with one stone there if we go ahead and just get rid of the property tax. That's my thoughts.
Bob, thanks for the call. Kate says on our Facebook page, I think a task force to hold communities' governing boards and councils accountable for their spending would be a better idea. We'd need to discuss property tax relief if those that keep increasing those taxes would truly be held accountable. Look at Detroit and California, she writes. Those same abuses are happening here, albeit on a smaller scale, but there isn't accountability, and the norm is to spend, spend, spend. Mike, why not? Your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I agree with your last caller. I think we need to abolish the property taxes for the simple reason that, like he said, we may have our mortgage paid off on our house, but we still do not own our house. The government can come in within 3 years and foreclose on it. The legislature did a great job in trying to buy down our taxes, but quite frankly, we're looking to mine it next week on a vote. The school system is going to raise them up, so we have no net effect. Had not the legislature did this, it would be a pretty slam dunk, pretty much slam dunk that the bond issue will not pass next week.
Tuesday, by the way, is the day for Minot voters to head to the polls and vote on that $125 million school bond referendum. How are you going to be voting, Mike?
I'll be definitely voting no. I voted against I voted for Measure 2 to abolish property tax last fall because I was talking to legislators, county commissioners, and when the property valuations were going up and asking them if they were going to voluntary lower mill levies, and their answer was flat no. We're going to let it go up.
So. Mike, we're up against the break. John and Carrington, when we come back, more of your questions and comments on What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck. Caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours. They open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, behind the Senex in Stanley. We'll look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best. Stanley, North Dakota.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real handheld TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You want property tax relief, income tax relief, or both? And what do you make of the governor's task force trying to tackle this issue? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. John at Carrington, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
What happened to these people that decided... we'll get the lottery, and you'll help the schools, and it'll help the property owners. And it just seems like you can't find a politician that just doesn't like to have more taxes, more money to spend.
That's for sure.
So, which would you prefer? We're taking a little impromptu poll here. Would you like to see income tax or property tax relieved?
I like to see property tax relief.
Very good, then. Thank you very much for the phone call. Keith in Valley City, what's on your mind today?
By the way, before Keith goes, what was the, I'm trying to remember where the dollars are allocated for North Dakota's lottery. They go to the general fund? Are they allocated for a particular purpose? Honestly, I don't remember.
Portion was school and portion was general fund, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I'll have to look that up.
I don't remember. It's been so darn long since that was put forward, but I don't. His point, I guess, is that there was some promise that has not been kept. I don't know if that...
another one of those funds we forget about because we have so much money here in North Dakota.
Yeah, sorry. Keith, go ahead. Sorry to hold you up there. Keith, Valley City, you're next.
Yes. Hey, I'm in favor of eliminating the income tax, and there's a simple reason for that. Income taxes are very difficult to administer, and we've become kind of a nation of tax cheats around under-reporting our gross income. So we've kind of killed a couple of birds with one stone there. Also, we know that the federal government understands that the IRS understands that a third of income taxes that are owed this government aren't collected simply because people lie about their gross income, and they're able to unless you're a W-2 earner. The other thing about property taxes is if you eliminate the property tax, a third of that benefit goes to people that don't live in the state. They're not even North Dakota citizens, and that doesn't seem very logical to me. So around the elderly, I would like to see an exemption for your primary residence. Everything else gets property tax applied. That's all I really think on that subject. Thank
Keith, thanks for the phone call. And, that's a homestead tax credit. That makes sense to me. You pin that about $150,000, and you're going to take care of those that are on fixed incomes, retirees. Then you have to deal with the evaluations, though. Kathy and Mandan, what's on your mind today?
You actually made my point for me. The state of North Dakota, I believe the last legislative session, increased the income threshold to qualify for the homestead tax credit, where if you are 65 and older, you can actually apply essentially to have the state pay your property taxes, so that the argument of it being property tax being unduly hardship for the elderly doesn't hold as much weight when you recognize that a large portion of the elderly, those who are making $42,000 or less, can actually apply for tax relief through the state, and the state pays their property tax for them.
Kathy, doesn't it make more sense if everybody got a homestead credit? If you live in North Dakota, you own a house in North Dakota, $150,000. You're not going to have new construction in North Dakota less than $250,000. So you're still going to have $100,000 on the tax rolls there for property taxes. Plus, if you can afford to live in over $150,000 or over a $200,000 house, you can afford to pay the property taxes on that home. So $150,000 for everybody, homestead tax credit, to me that makes perfect sense.
I guess I wouldn't agree that you're going to build any, you know, everything is going to be $150,000 or greater. It all depends on what you can afford and what you can buy. You're looking at, you know, income tax because relief because it can be universal. If you drop the property tax, you know, then you're essentially taking all the hands local control for, you know, streets, curbs, gutters, fire departments, school districts, libraries. Don't want to go that route.
Well, I'm looking at new construction, though. Kathy, I'm looking at new construction, and the average new construction cost of a house in North Dakota is $250,000.
I don't doubt that, but it's not safe to say that it's always going to be in that range. I mean, that's an average, and I have seen homes that are certainly not $150,000 or way above $150,000. So there is something to be said below that. I mean, it's another option, but I hate to complicate things. You know, if you look at, you know, reducing the income tax, I mean, all they got to do is drop the rate percentage that we multiply our federal tax liability by. Fairly easy to administer. We've already got infrastructure to make that tax happen in place. And we can reduce that. And, you know, at some point, I know there are people pushing to eliminate it completely. That might be a viable alternative. I think that's a preferable way of doing it rather than messing with the property tax.
You talk about complicated, Kathy. I believe it's complicated, especially the, you know, the mill levies and how this is all allocated on purpose. Is to get as few people as possible to actually understand it, which is one of the reasons I loved Mark Owen's legislation last time. It said eliminate this business of mill levies. Let's talk real dollars. Here's how much you got. Here's how much you spent. You know, show the taxpayers in real dollars. I think there's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on it. Kathy, appreciate the call. By the way, I did a little quick research here. As of June of last year, it's not updated from 2013 numbers yet, but since the lottery began in March of 2004, the general fund has gotten $48.3 million, and $1.81 million went into the compulsive gambling prevention and treatment fund, $2.1 million into the multi-jurisdictional drug task force grant fund. And Steve, you've won your share of $65 million in prizes. since it started in not me. I haven't won a penny. Anyway, appreciate the call. Let's go to Henry in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Henry, go ahead.
Hey, guys, just talking about the property tax. I mean, they voted against it last time, which I don't understand any conservative voting against cutting the tax. And now the conversation you just had with your last couple of callers is they want to pick and choose who gets to pay what. No, it's there's no tax for anybody. I mean, you don't need the tax. We've got surpluses. We've got oil money. We've got everything else you've talked about, but yet everybody wants to pick and choose the winners, and it's not that way. If you make money or you don't make money, there's no prop tax. Everybody's equal.
Great point. Thank you very much. Let's go to Lane in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good night, Wayne. This is Wayne Conkey.
Yes, sir. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. All right. The whole thing we're talking about, if you think about it, we're talking about taxes. We're talking about taxes on a broken system. I actually voted no on the Measure 2 last time. I want you to know that, first of all. Secondly, we're talking about a homestead credit. We're talking about school funding subsidies. What is that telling us? We're trying to fix a broken system. The basic problem that the legislature did not address is the core laws pertaining to property tax. And as Kathy hit it on the head when she said at the end, why not adjust the rate on property tax? And I agree with you, too. Why not just make it a very simplistic percent of value, and that keeps it governments can't mess with adjusting mills versus valuations. If you have it a flat percent of valuations, that makes the total sense. Or if they're going to fix the current system, why not take it from the formula of 0.09, which is in the system, down to 0.05? But bottom line is the first way, taking it as a flat percent of value, would eliminate this manipulation and games that are going on in local government.
Appreciate the call, Wayne, for some great wisdom from the audience here. Maybe we ought to have just, a citizen panel task force. I think it might solve a lot. Don in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Don. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, I'd like to talk about two things. The fact that our state's government has grown a large amount because the money is there from the oil and the farming. If those two disappear, who's going to get to pick up the slack? It's going to be dumped on the property owner with his property tax. And in that direction, I would like to see considered here what they do in California. The day you buy your property, that fixes the amount that you're going to pay for the rest of the time you own it. That would put a cap on it for the owner. So I really think it's something to consider. A cap by the method of the day you buy, that will be what you pay for the rest of the time you own. And about the income tax, let's not forget about Marx's 10 planks. How to make and keep a company communist. The end.
Don, thanks for the phone call. And a lot of people have brought up that price in that you pay for the home. That's what you pay forever until that property is sold again, then reevaluated. And that, to me, there's some validity to that. Let's go to Paul and Mandan. Paul, what's on your mind today?
We're still having the wrong discussion in this conversation. There's the illusion that if we eliminate property tax or income tax, that in fact there will be less taxes. Let's have a discussion around what we're going to cut first before we figure out where it's going to come from.
Where would you start, Paul?
I don't have a clue. But your listeners apparently have a good idea of what they want to eliminate, suggesting that we eliminate taxes. So, you know, is it going to be snow removal? Is it going to be local police? Is it going to be the highway department?
So your argument is there's no fat. There's nothing we can't do with less.
Oh, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just suggesting that I'd like to hear the conversation where these people think they're going to cut. Are they really going to eliminate their local sheriff? Highway patrol, schools, snow removal, and there's a lot of other services that are deemed critical, if you will, from state and local taxes.
Well, and the other side of that, too, is I've lived in states where you start eliminating some certain taxes, and then you wind up with fees or surcharges, which, call them what you will, they're still a tax.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the call, Paul. A lot of good comments on this, and lines are full, so we're going to keep rolling with your comments. Wayne and Williston, you got about 30 seconds here. Wayne, go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of agree with the fixed tax on property, but I'm also for eliminating the property tax with the exception of business and residential rentals. If you own your own home, you pay the tax when you buy it, and then that should be it until the house is resold again and then tax is paid on it again, the same as the car. You buy a new car, you pay the tax on the car, and you license it, and you drive it. So.
All right, we have a bouquet of ideas here from the fine listeners of What's on Your Mind. More of your calls at 701-258-0550. After this timeout, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's on Your Mind Radio.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting kind of hungry. Ready for a fresh-baked single-topping pizza. Maybe a couple of cookies. 20-ounce soda pop. And only be out $4 for all four of those items. That sound like a good deal to you, Steve?
That sounds like an excellent deal. I know where I'm going for lunch today.
PetroServe USA locations, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, Wahpeton, West Fargo, Bemidji, Dilworth, Glendon, Moorhead. You take your pick and get yourself a fresh-baked single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop for $4 today. While you're there, look for that bison box and get registered for your share of $10,000. Two $500 gift cards given away every single week. See, everybody's a winner. And if you find one of those car wash locations, don't forget Tuesdays, buy one, get one free Tuesday. Great deal there, too.
Uh-huh.
And to fill up while you're there, of course, If you choose E15, you'll save another 20 cents a gallon at PetroServe USA stores, helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. Back to the phones in our final segment here. Property taxes, income taxes, what relief do you want? You want both? What do you make of the task force? What reform do you want? Some great suggestions today. Who's next, Steve?
Scott in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hi, guys. Say, I was just going to say, if I had a dollar for every time the legislature said they were going to fix it or do something with this, I think I could pay off my taxes. But I like everybody else's idea where if you make money off the property, then you should have to pay some taxes on it. And I think a Homestead Credit Act would be the way to go, because if you get rid of property taxes, the prices of the land are going to go way high. And I don't actually think they're going to come up with anything, so it's going to be on the voters with a referendum to actually do something, because it doesn't seem like anything's gotten done in the 10 years they've been talking about it. So that's my...
Well, there's a lot of relief that's come. I mean, the actual dollars that have been sent back, the question is how much, you know, not enough of it has gotten actually to the property taxpayers, and that's, again, a function of the local entities. Why I think some of the ideas that were, to the credit of at least the House side of the legislature, implemented and passed overwhelmingly in the House, Mark Owen's legislation and Jim Casper's legislation, that would have said, look, you can't, you know, you can't do this. You can actually, number one, simplify it, reform it so that it's in English, and number two, put limits on how much they can increase your taxes at the local level, because the states send the money back, but they keep spending more of it. So, I hear you on the frustration, Scott, but I do think the House deserves some credit. I don't know why the Senate killed it. I really don't. Bad idea. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, Scott, thanks for the phone call. Gene and Hazen, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, a little different idea. I don't know if it's been discussed on property taxes. What about a property tax rebate where you file your North Dakota income tax and that you include your property tax slip, and the state will just send you that, rebate you that amount of your property tax. That way the local residents would receive it. And if you want, you can cap it, say, I don't know, whatever, at $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. And if that little old lady on the corner who has a $1,200 bill, and that's the biggest comment I ever heard was these elderly, their taxes go up, and they can't afford them, well, they would include that in their resident income tax statement, and they would get a rebate on it. And I heard the residents would receive the tax, whatever you would want to call it, relief. And the other thing I heard on the last go-around about the taxes was that the out-of-staters, people who own property in the state of North Dakota that don't live here, they wouldn't have to pay any more taxes. Well, they'd still have to pay taxes because they don't file North Dakota income tax. So it would stay to those local residents within the state.
You eliminate the middleman there, don't you? You don't have to worry about, okay, here you go, local subdivisions. Now make sure you get this to the taxpayer. You just circumvent that and go right to them. Interesting idea, Gene. Thanks for the call. Henry, calling from somewhere in North Dakota. Hello, Henry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was concerned about the property tax. A biggest percentage of property tax is school funding. And I heard in the news here just few days ago that North Dakota Trust Lands has granted money to other entities like fire department stuff. And this North Dakota Trust Land, that's school land. And they changed the name on this to North Dakota Trust Land. I don't know what that to confuse people or what, but that is actually the school land department. And I understand they got billions of money on hand.
So that's one of the arguments, too, and that's come up from the Measure 2 people, that school trust land should go towards the school. But, when you dig into the numbers, there's not nearly enough money there to fund education in the state of North Dakota. So one more quick question. John, what's on your mind today?
Hello. Say,
hey, John.
You're talking about house values. An elderly couple 5 years ago had a $75,000 house. And now it's worth $250,000. And say the husband dies, so they lose half. She loses half the income. And the Bismarck mayor says he hasn't raised the mill levy in 4 years, so he didn't raise taxes. Well, that's baloney, because it went from $75,000 to $250,000. So her property value went way up. If he really did lower her property taxes, he would have lowered the mill levy, and he didn't. So these older people, and this happened to my mom. She ended up selling her house that she lived in all her life and wanted to die in because of the way the values are going in this state. And one more thing, the governor made up a panel on pipeline spills. It consisted of three company people, a couple engineers, and two governor staff. Evidently, he doesn't think lay people are smart enough to put input, people that actually have worked on oil spills. And now he's doing the same thing with the property deal.
We are out of time, John. Appreciate the input. The only thing I'd quickly add, valuations going up is a good thing, sign of a vibrant economy. But still need to tackle this issue. Thanks, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow. StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back guaranteed and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people that call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.